am not ashamed of the gospel. The good news, the salvation that God is offering to mankind. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. What great news for all mankind, courtesy of the Lord God of Israel. And we want to welcome you to a Tuesday edition of Jesus Made Me Kosher. We're coming to you live today from the spacious and congenial studios of Faith Talk 15. Rabbi Glenn with you today, and Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. You'll find that we've got articles there. We've got audio files of some of Rabbi Lauren's sermons. Just a great resource. We encourage you to go there again at shema.com, S-H-E-M-A.com. And I want to read, before I introduce our special guest for today, I want to read these words from the prophet Isaiah, written 700 years before the time of Yeshua. He wrote, "You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God." And you know that whole message, "Behold, your God," is something very near and dear to our hearts, because we believe that God is wanting in these last days to bring the gospel, the good news of Jesus the Messiah, back to the nation of Israel from whence it first came. And he's using a really great group of young men and women towards that end. The folks at Jews for Jesus, Rabbi Lauren and I feel very strongly that Jews for Jesus is the finest Jewish evangelistic organization in the world today. And so it just gives me great joy to be able to welcome our guest today, who's also a dear friend of mine, Elliot Marks. Some of you have heard Elliot's testimony here on Jesus Made Me Kosher. And Ellie is coming to us live from Israel right now. And Ellie, welcome to Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Shalom, Rabbi Glenn.
Shalom. Wow. You know, for somebody who's halfway across the planet, you sound like you're in the next room. That's great.
Yeah. I'm coming to you live from Israel, from the Galilee.
From the Galilee region, and I take it from Haifa.
That's right, in Haifa.
Wow. Well, Ellie, you're there not for sightseeing, but you're there for gospel spreading. And so can you tell us a little bit about the Jews for Jesus Behold Your God campaign that's currently underway in Haifa? Now, this is part of Jews for Jesus' larger plan to evangelize a number of cities in Israel over, you know, a several-year period of time. Tell us a little bit about Haifa campaign and a little bit about the background on Behold Your God.
Okay. Well, the background of Behold Your God, a few years ago, we started the Behold Your God campaigns here in Israel, and the plan was to spread and reach out to each of the 12 regions in Israel. And since then, we've covered a number of the regions so far, this being the Lower Galilee region of Israel, including the third largest city in Israel, which is Haifa. And, you know, this city has a big mix of Jewish, largely Jewish population, but also of Arab, be it Christian or Muslim Arab. So it's quite a diverse city. And what we're doing here is basically there's a group of about 40, a team of 40 strong, 25 at least of which are regularly on the streets going out spreading the gospel. And we also raise banners, wear shirts with a gospel message, and hand out gospel tracts in the hope that we can share that message of our Messiah Yeshua with the unreached Jewish people of Israel.
Wow. That's great. Now, am I remembering correctly that Haifa is right by Mount Carmel?
Right. It sits on top of Mount Carmel, That's right.
Which our listeners, our more biblically astute listeners, will remember as the place of the great showdown between Elijah and the false prophets of Baal and the Asherah, in which it was 400 plus another 450, 850 to 1 odds. And, of course, God answered by fire that day. And Elijah was vindicated as a prophet. Of course, then he had to run for his life from Jezebel. But do you feel like you've got an uphill battle yourself in bringing the good news about Jesus the Messiah to the people in the Lower Galilee?
Well, in terms of numbers, yes, we're a small group of people. We're a large group of people to reach. But we know God is on our side. Then the battle is his and the battle will be won.
Amen. He's not constrained to win by many or by few. Well, Ellie, tell us a little bit, if you can, what is the city of Haifa like? Is it known for a particular thing? Does it have, like, a unique personality as cities within Israel go? What's it known for?
Well, I think, you know, it's a beautiful area with lots of lush greenery, and actually a main attraction of Haifa is the Baha'i Garden, which is a beautiful scenic garden. And I think the main thing that this city is known for is probably its diversity, that the way that Arab and Jewish Israelis live together in relative peace and harmony. And actually, I think the sister city in America that usually is compared to is San Francisco. So if you, the American listeners, picture San Francisco with its lush green hills and things like that, that's kind of a picture you can get of the city of Haifa.
Well, I certainly hope the spiritual landscape of Haifa is a little bit better than the spiritual landscape in San Francisco. But now, if I remember correctly, also there is a Druze village right near there.
Yeah, I think you're correct in that. Just on top of Mount Carmel is a Druze village situated right
now. Wow. Okay, so here you are. You're a native Englander who's come to the Lord in the last couple of years, and now you're in Haifa, Israel. Of course, you had spent time in Israel before. And here you are now together with a staff from Jews for Jesus and a number of volunteers bringing the gospel, the good news of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to the Haifa region or the Lower Galilee region. Tell us, you mentioned briefly about giving out pamphlets on the streets, but you mentioned something about banners. Tell us a little bit, Ellie, about some of the approaches that you're taking besides giving out literature. What other evangelistic methods are you guys using?
Yeah, well, on the banners, first and foremost, banners is one of the major part of this campaign and a lot of the campaigns. We have a slogan that we devised because of some of the research we did going into the campaigns, was that actually most Israelis in Israel do not know Jesus by his Hebrew name, which is Yeshua, as we know. The name they know him by is a derogatory name, which is Yeshu. And the message we bring out is that Yeshu equals Yeshua, which equals Yeshua, which means salvation. And just that three-word message is the simple message, which is has a really big impact on Israelis that we bring to those people. So we hold that message up on banners, on our T-shirts, on junctions, main junctions in Israel, highways, even on billboards and in newspaper ads, with just a number, the number of our office, which they can call here in Israel, where a follow-up team is waiting for their call.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that message. Yeshu equals Yeshua equals Yeshua. Yeshu is actually based on an acronym, and as you mentioned, it's a derogatory name. Unfortunately, it's just kind of been handed down. A lot of Israelis are not even aware that it's an evil term for him. But Yeshu is an acronym, Yamach Shemo V'Zichro, may his name and his memory be blotted out, which the rabbis came up with that that acronym years ago. And so for modern Israelis to refer to him as Yeshu, they don't even realize it's a derogatory thing. So I take it this is a way of, hey, guess what? The one that you call Yeshu is actually, his real name is Yeshua. And what he brings is Yeshua, salvation. And so now these banners, and are they being held up like over freeway overpasses or you know, major avenues and roads? Whereabouts do you have those banners?
In mainly on junctions and over freeways, some bridges also. And we have usually two people to a banner holding them up, and we stand there for up to 2 hours at a time while the major traffic, times when the traffic is going through at rush hours, we'll stand at those times and just wait for the calls to come in, basically.
Wow. Now, are the calls coming in? Are you guys getting a steady stream of calls?
There's been great response so far from that powerful message.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to ask you more about that later because I am interested in what kind of results are being seen so far. Now, how long has the campaign been going on thus far?
We just finished our first full week.
Ah, so now you're in the rhythm of it, I take.
Right, we're just about to begin our second week and starting to find our rhythm.
Ah, very good. Now, Ellie, and for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Jesus Made Me Kosher, a program put on by Congregation Shema Yisrael, where we come to you every weekday at this same time, and Rabbi Glenn Harris in today. And we are interviewing Ellie Marks. Ellie is a dear friend of our congregation. He's Rabbi Lauren's son-in-law, a Messianic Jewish believer, and also currently in Haifa, Israel. And so if you're hearing a little noise back there, that's because this is coming to you from across the world. And Ellie, now, the Israeli Jewish community has a very different mindset than the Jewish community here in America. Are you finding more open-mindedness there?
Well, one thing you'll find in Israel is that the Israelis do not sit on the fence about many things at all. They will always be of one opinion either way, and they'll stick by it strongly and vehemently. So when they don't like us, they'll make sure that we know about it. And the other thing you'll find is much openness, which is why we found so much openness to the gospel here, because those people that really do not know, they don't even know his name, and that which we discussed earlier, the name, that the derogatory name of Jesus that they didn't know, his actual name Yeshua, they didn't even know that. So while we're bringing a message of education well as evangelism, so that an open-mindedness to that message of information and new Testament is something that we've found so much interest but also openness to spiritually.
Oh, that's great. I'm thinking perhaps because most Israelis are not particularly religious but tend to have a more secular view of the world. There's no love lost between the average Israeli and the Orthodox rabbis. The Orthodox rabbis may be small in number, but they hold a lot.
The organized group that are against us is a group called Yad Lachim, which it means hand to the brothers. And that group have often employed tactics to try and stop what we're doing here. And even before the campaign started, I guess they got wind of news of what we're doing and just tried to announce to the people of Haifa and the surrounding areas that we'll be coming and that we'll be handing things out and that we're missionaries. And to them, they try and make that a dirty word. And they announce that in papers and try to kind of preempt or disrupt our efforts here. Some Israeli.
Every knock is a boost, Moshe Rosen used to say. So the fact that they're warning people, the Jews for Jesus, the missionaries are coming, don't talk to them. It's like you might as well be saying, keep your hands out of that cookie jar. You know, Israelis seem to me to be so fiercely independent that they don't like being told who they can or can't talk to.
That's right.
Now, can you tell us about maybe two or three memorable encounters that you've had so far during this first week of evangelism in Haifa?
Yeah, well, actually, one story that sticks out was actually the day before the campaign started. You know, I took a walk up to the cave of Elijah, which is only about 15 minutes from where we are on Mount Carmel. And I went into what is the synagogue there, where the site of his cave, historically, that he went into before his confrontation with the prophets of Baal. And I met there a young man named Boaz, and he was a religious guy, and he offered me some information about his rabbi. And I asked him if he thought he was the Messiah, and he said to me, he's not sure. And he had some information, but he trusted him because he said he's not sure if he can work out what is in the word of God. And it's not for us to know, but the rabbis know. And I tried to explain to him that we can know, and it's important for us to read for ourselves what is in the word of God. And I happened to be reading a book of Psalms that was right there in the synagogue. And I showed him from Psalm 2, that God has a son, and indeed we have to love this son if we want to be blessed, lest he become angry and perish in his way. But that blessing come through that son who David called his Lord, we know is the Messiah. And I challenged him to think about that, and I think, you know, it left an impression on him. So those out there could pray for this man Boaz, that he would come to the knowledge of Yeshua and salvation.
Amen. Amen. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Lord, I and Ellie and all of the faithful and wonderful listeners to Jesus Made Me Kosher, we want to take a moment, Lord God, and lift up this man Boaz to you over there in Haifa, Israel, and ask that by your Ruach, by your Spirit, you might reach out, touch him, cause him to search the Scriptures and come to know that Yeshua truly is the Messiah. And then, Lord God, give Boaz the courage to follow his convictions. And we pray this in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Well, Ellie, as of today, are you able to tell us how many people have been spoken to on the streets and by telephone? And I don't know, maybe you guys are also doing some internet evangelism. Do you have some numbers that you can share with us?
Well, in terms of how many have been spoken to, you know, it's hard to gauge that figure. There's many have seen our banners, seen our shirts, been spoken to by us. And yes, even over the internet, we have shirts which is called a QR code. People can scan and go right to an evangelistic website. But the numbers I can give you, in terms of gospel tracts handed out, I believe over 20,000 gospel tracts have been handed out so far, and we have about 250 almost people who we have contacted and have given us their details who would like more information about us, or a New Testament to read, or maybe to meet or speak over the phone another time.
That's phenomenal, Ellie. In 1 week, a handful of faithful people can give out 20,000 gospel tracts and have enough conversations by which to acquire 250 names and phone numbers and contact information to find out more. That is just absolutely wonderful. And I hope you'll convey to everybody there on the Behold Your God campaign that we here in the Detroit, Michigan, United States area, we're going to be praying for the next, is it two more weeks that you guys will be doing this?
The campaign will last 3 more weeks.
3 more weeks, a full month. So, folks, I want to encourage you, to urge you to be praying for Ellie and for everybody on the Jews for Jesus Behold Your God campaign in Haifa, Israel. Already Wonderful results. Ellie, have there been any, that you know of, any commitments made already to follow Yeshua through this campaign?
Yes, actually, one young man on the street was met by one of our outreach workers, our missionaries, and decided to that he would pray to follow our Lord right then and there on the street. And another man over the phone who so we were doing some calling outreach, and he also decided that he would make the decision and want to pray right there over the phone with one of our staff here in Israel, actually. So praise God for those two people.
That's wonderful. So already people are being touched with the message of the gospel, and some people have already responded to the gospel. And folks, those of you listening in to Faith Talk 1500, listening in to Jesus Made Me Kosher, I want you to rejoice that Jewish people and Gentiles are coming to know Jesus the Messiah, even in Israel, even today, in 2012, that people are coming to know Messiah in Israel and in Haifa in particular. And Ellie, I would imagine there's a certain amount of excitement building in as much as Israel's Independence Day is coming up.
The first day of the campaign was the 1 week ago was Israel's Independence Day. We celebrated 64 years of Israel's statehood, the Jewish nation, and we used that as the kickoff point of our campaign when the outreach with all the festivities going on. We were right there in our T-shirts giving out gospel tracts.
Oh, wonderful. I guess I was mistaking that with May 14th, the anniversary of the establishment of the nation of Israel. Well, we just have another minute or so. Ellie, in the days remaining on the Behold Your God Haifa campaign, what would you ask us to be praying for on behalf of you and the team?
Just pray, you know, God would use us in a mighty way, as he already has been faithful and demonstrated his message through us, and just pray that our banners will be lifted high, that many people would be saved, not only in Haifa region, but all of Israel would know and hear our message. Just pray for safety for all our campaigners and stewards who faithfully back us up and serve with us, alongside us, that we would really be used by God, that his name would be glorified.
So, folks, let's be praying for the Behold Your God campaign for Ellie and everybody there, not only the frontline evangelists, but also for those who are packing the track bags, those who are fixing meals and laundering socks and shirts and doing all the things behind the scenes. They are such an integral part of this as well, the stewards. And, folks, let me take these last couple minutes. And, Ellie, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's 7 hours later there, so it's already late in Israel, but thank you so much for calling in today to Jesus Made Me Kosher. Folks, we want to encourage you to be supportive of the Ministry of Jews for Jesus, and you can find them on the web. Just type in Jews for Jesus, no dashes, no hyphens, just jewsforjesus.org, and they've got a wonderful website. And really, Rabbi Lauren and I feel that this is the most worthy evangelistic outreach to the Jewish people in the world today. There are others that are very good too, don't get me wrong, but Jews for Jesus is doing the frontline evangelism, and they're the ones taking most of the heat. They're the ones paying the bigger price, but they are a worthy organization, and we would rejoice if God would put it on your heart to support Jews for Jesus. Well, we're just about out of time today. So glad that you tuned in, and I hope you're enjoying Jesus Made Me Kosher. I hope you'll tune in regularly and invite your friends and your family to listen every weekday at 3:30 at the same time. Come and listen to Jesus Made Me Kosher. So on behalf of Rabbi Lauren Jacobs and me, Rabbi Glenn Harris, and everybody at Congregation Shema Yisrael, want to wish you a lovely rest of your afternoon. God willing, let's talk again tomorrow. And so from all of us, shalom, shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.